September 7th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "The time is upon you when those who live in the truth must unite in the Spirit." Evil has united and is accomplishing more than you realize. I am calling my remnant to hold fast to their faith and tradition. Persevere in prayer. Represent the truth in the face of disbelief. Set yourselves apart from the world and the opinions of the worldly. You are under my dominion. You cannot worry or chase after the approvals of those who have compromised the truth. Be strong in discerning good from evil, for therein lies your salvation. In your hearts, unite in a prayer of victory over all untruth. My strength is with you and setting you apart from those devoted to sin. Unite in prayer in your hearts. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 2. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Another note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 15. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved, through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.